I first met Mr. Mpogo, I think, in 1969. He was already chief of logistics of SIPRA. I worked under him as my commander, as a member of the High Command of SIPRA, up to the time I was also promoted to the High Command of SIPRA. And he was my mentor in the struggle. He's the man who really taught me the ropes of the armed struggle. So he's a very straightforward person. And I hope his appointment really will benefit Zimbabwe as a country. I think he's a straightforward person. So I think he's an accomplished diplomat to me.
Tell us a bit about your stint with him in Mozambique.
No, in Mozambique, we went there as a joint command, which was to command the different zone in Mozambique. Bob was part of that command as chief of logistics. And I went with him there to start operations from Mozambique. And they built that zipper from scratch until it was operationally. And they scored some certain victories, actually, that brought about the independence of our country.
And we are also informed that he was part of the Luthuli detachment. Tell us a bit about it, too.
Yeah, well, about that, I'll say, because it's something before my time. But to emphasize that Mpogo was part of the MKM Comprehensive and Zipra operations of Wange in 1967, and he was the commander of logistics for those operations. So he is the person who operated the late former Minister of Defence of South Africa, who was the commander of MK. Chris Hani was part of that command.